From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are backstage doing deep breathing exercises while they wait to play our nerdy games, but only one will become our big winner. And today's special guest star on the Crackle series, The Art of More. We have Dennis Quaid, Christian Cook, and Carrie Elwes. And the show is about what goes on behind the scenes in the high-stakes world of art auctions. Now, in the auction world, when you raise a wooden paddle, you're about to throw away a lot of money. But when I raise a wooden paddle, I'm about to get paid a lot of money. And of course, the art auction scenario costs extra. Our first two contestants will play a trivia game about the foreign names of everyday products. Let's meet them. First up, Angeline Rodriguez. You're an editorial assistant. Welcome.
Thank you.
Angeline, your specialty is sci-fi and fantasy books. Has working in that genre influenced how you see the future of humanity?
Yeah, it's kind of making this impending dystopia a little more palatable. Because, I mean, at least we're not getting, like, you know, probed by aliens. But at this point, who knows?
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're one of the lucky ones. Your opponent is Kate Fisher. You're a private tutor. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Kate, a private tutor. Who are you mostly tutoring for?
Middle schoolers and high schoolers.
And what's the hardest subject?
A lot of kids have math phobia, so
yeah.
Try to make that a little
still,
more.
Huh?
Yeah. Always.
Always.
Well, because every 6 years they come up with a new way to teach math.
Right. So, yeah, Kate, what's the right way to teach math?
2 + 2 = 4.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what's the alternate way to teach math?
2 + 2 + 2 = 8. 6. Apparently I'm really good at what I do. Okay, good.
Okay, so we're starting with a trivia game called International Brands of Mystery. Many products available in the United States go by a completely different name in another country. So, Jonathan, how about an example?
Sure. So, in Quebec, KFC, or Kentucky Fried Chicken, is known as PFK, or Poulet Frit Kentucky.
Makes it sound much more sophisticated.
It's much more sophisticated. It's very good for you in Quebec, so...
So we're going to give you a brand's foreign name, and you're going to tell us what it's called in the USA. Okay, get ready to buzz in. Here we go. Want a hamburger in Australia, the home of Kangaroo Jack? Hop on over to Hungry Jack's, where you can have it your way. Angeline.
Jack in the Box.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect, but a good guess. Kate, can you steal?
Quarter Pounder.
Okay, maybe I really have to explain the game again. In this case, the answer was Burger King.
Got it.
You know what? The first one was the example. Let's just say
that. That was it.
First question was the example.
That was a dry run.
It's all good. To clean up a mess in the UK, grab a bottle of Flash. Just know that no sexy bald man with a white t-shirt and earring is coming to help you. Angeline.
Mr. Clean.
You got it.
Pretty sure that dude doesn't know how to clean.
Yeah, he does other work involving being huge and muscular.
I mean,
and not so much with the cleaning. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he cleans.
He knows how to clean up.
Oh yeah, Angeline.
I came here to do two things: clean the house and chew gum. How's it go?
Teenage boys in New Zealand and China know the secret to getting a girl's attention is to cover yourself with way too much Lynx body spray. Kate.
Axe body spray.
Yeah. I like Lynx body spray as the...
Classier.
I know, it does sound right. Axe sounds like, you know, it's going to hit you over the head.
Smelled a lot of it with the kids I work with, so...
Oh, yeah? They all smell like Axe?
The boys.
The teenage boys.
The boys.
They smell disgusting to begin with, right?
So yes,
it's better.
Always.
It's a little bit better.
It's a little bit better.
If you are backpacking across Europe and find yourself in a hairy situation, reach for a Wilkinson sword, Hydro 5, Quattro, or Quattro for women. Kate.
Schick? What is it? It's a the schick, right? Yeah, is that what it's called?
You had me at schick, Kate. You are correct.
In the UK, cheesy pasta still offers the delicious powdered taste of sodium tripolyphosphate. Angeline.
Kraft mac and cheese.
That is correct.
Yeah.
These potato chips are like international spies, sort of, with different aliases around the world. In Egypt, they're called chipsy. In Mexico, sabritas. In Colombia, margarita. Bet you can't eat just one. Kate.
Pringles.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Angeline.
Lay's.
Lay's is the answer. You got it.
Chipsy. I want a chip named Chipsy. That's my Tinder name. This is your last clue. In much of the world, this chocolate ice cream bar is called a galaxy. But Prince's song is not similarly renamed When Galaxies Cry. Angeline.
Dove.
Dove chocolate bar is correct, yes. Puzziger Archung, how did our contestants do?
Congratulations, Angeline. You're one step closer to the final round.